Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's economic landscape has just unfolded as the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, has made a crucial decision regarding the country's repo rate, a move that will have far-reaching implications for the nation's economy. The MPC concluded its bi-monthly meeting with a unanimous decision to hold the repo rate at 5.25% while maintaining a neutral monetary policy stance. First, this decision is noteworthy because it reflects the MPC's careful balancing act between supporting economic growth and keeping inflation in check. What makes this significant is that the MPC has chosen to maintain the status quo rather than opting for a rate cut or hike, which could have either boosted growth or curbed inflation. Building on this, the MPC projected India's real GDP growth at 6.9% for the fiscal year 2026-27, which is a slight decrease from the 7.6% growth rate in the previous fiscal year. Crucially, this growth projection is underpinned by resilient urban consumption, improving rural demand, and government capital expenditure. It is worth pausing here to note that these domestic growth drivers will play a crucial role in shaping India's economic trajectory in the coming year. Now, let us turn to the inflation projection. The MPC has estimated that CPI inflation will be 4.6% for the fiscal year 2026-27, with a slight moderation in the subsequent quarters. And here is something that surprises many students: the core inflation, which excludes food and fuel, remains around 4%, indicating that it is broadly anchored. But why does this matter? This is because core inflation is a key indicator of the underlying inflationary pressures in the economy. The MPC has also flagged several upside risks to inflation, including the West Asia conflict-driven energy price volatility, the El Niño probability, which could disrupt the monsoon and push food prices higher, and global supply chain disruptions. So what exactly changed? The MPC's assessment of these risks has led it to maintain a cautious stance rather than easing monetary policy further. On the other hand, there are also downside risks to growth, including weak external demand from the global slowdown, geopolitical tensions affecting investment sentiment, and the possibility of a below normal monsoon impacting agricultural output and rural demand. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It highlights the need for the government and the RBI to remain vigilant and responsive to the evolving economic landscape. The MPC's monetary policy stance is described as neutral, meaning that it is neither explicitly accommodative nor restrictive. This stance keeps open the option to cut or hold interest rates, depending on the incoming data. Note this carefully: the MPC needs confidence that inflation is sustainably below 4% before easing further. Remember this number: 4% is the target inflation rate, and the MPC's decision-making will be guided by this benchmark. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The real GDP growth for the first quarter of the fiscal year 2027 is projected at 7.1%, followed by 7% in the second quarter, 6.9% in the third quarter, and 6.7% in the fourth quarter. The CPI inflation for the first quarter is estimated at 4.9%, which will moderate to 4.2% by the fourth quarter. The core inflation remains around 4%, which is broadly anchored. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your mains examination, as it touches on key concepts such as the repo rate, the MPC, flexible inflation targeting, and the neutral stance of the monetary policy. Mains keywords to remember include repo rate, MPC, flexible inflation targeting, CPI, and neutral stance. In conclusion, The RBI's MPC decision to hold the repo rate at 5.25% reflects a delicate balance between supporting economic growth and controlling inflation. The growth projection of 6.9% for the fiscal year 2026-27, combined with the inflation projection of 4.6%, underscores the need for careful monetary policy management. As India navigates the complexities of the global economy, the RBI's decision-making will play a crucial role in shaping the country's economic future.